Buggest blends and Methodist queen works only case.
Let's cut the bull.
Thanks for tuning in to Rebellion Radio, the Hunger Games podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Rebellion Radio, episode number 3. I'm your host, Hurley Commons.
I'm Alex Volva.
And I'm April Crescenti.
And we don't have much to talk about today. We're just going to discuss our horoscopes. No, I'm kidding. We have a jam-packed show for you guys today. It's just chock-full of just top-notch discussion points. Am I right?
Yeah, of course.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And before we begin this podcast, I would just like to say that we're in no ways affiliated with the other Rebellion Radio podcast.
Yeah, well,
just putting that out there.
Well, the thing is, they're out of business. They're no longer in air, so don't got to worry about that.
Excellent.
So
we really don't want to be affiliated with those guys.
Yeah, so we got a lot of great stuff to talk about, so let's just start off with a few announcements. The first one is, thanks for all the requests and emails, but we are not looking for any hosts or transcriber positions at this time. So thanks for your support, but we got a pretty full team here. But keep listening.
Yep.
The second announcement, I just wanted to mention it. I watched Winter's Bone on the airplane. I'm currently on vacation, but first of all, I kind of fell asleep a little bit, so I have to watch it again. But I still technically did watch it. I know, I'm sorry. But, yeah, Jennifer is great in that. She, like Alex said on the last episode, she is, like, fighting around random rednecks, and, it is very Hunger Games-esque in ways. If there was a screenshot from there, I would not be surprised if it was from the Hunger Games. Yeah, she's good. She's convincing. I also watched The Messenger. I was, like, on HBO. I was, like, flipping the channels. I found this movie. I'm like, oh, this looks good. And then Woody Harrelson comes up. I'm like, Haymitch? Is that you? And I looked it up, and I realized he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. And that's pretty great. So, yeah, I watched two.
Look at Hurley on top of the ball.
I know. It was, like, by accident. I didn't even know that was going to be on. But, yeah. Two good movies, by the way, but I just want to mention that I saw those actors in those roles. Let's move on to news, shall we? We got a lot of great news to talk about.
Why not?
Yes, why not? Alex, can you tell us what the first news announcement is?
Yep. So the official Hunger Games movie website is up, www.thehungergamesmovie.com. And so you can listen to, I'm guessing, a snippet of the music, whether it's stock music or actual music from the film. It's not yet known, but it's pretty awesome. You get to see the Mockingjay symbol melt into existence and flame into existence, all that stuff. And, yeah, it is pretty freaking awesome. Even though it gives, like, no information away whatsoever, it is pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, so for those of you who haven't been there, it's basically, like, an animated poster of, like, a burning Mockingjay, pretty much. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, Alex, is that music from Dan Elfman, do you think? It can't be, right? This early on.
It is a bit early, but remember how, like, John Williams wrote his Hedwig's theme before he even had seen any bit of Harry Potter? And so, for all we know, Danny Elfman could have just been, like, playing around on his piano. He's like, you know, that sounds good. I'm going to incorporate this into the film.
Yeah, well,
so it could be that.
Maybe, yeah. It does sound Danny Elfman-esque.
Yeah, it's sort of... it does... I'm not exactly sure how to describe Elfman, but it sounds very Elfman-esque.
I can. It's crazy.
All right, that's the word.
April, what do you think? Have you seen the animated poster?
I think it's so cool. Oh, my gosh.
And as far as I can tell, this is the first online poster for anything I've seen. Right? Like, animated, made for the computer, like, for sure they're going to have, like, paper versions of this. I know Alex said.
I picked up a paper version at my local rave theater, by the way, thank you very, very, very much.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're going to make paper versions, but, you know, this is built for the the computer. Yeah, that looks cool. The music I thought was really powerful.
Yeah, it's very simple, just sort of a piano theme, but I love it already.
Yeah.
I know I sound way too willing to be a fan of all of this, but I really like what they're doing.
Yeah, I definitely.
And of course, in like 20 episodes or so, when we actually watch the movie, for all I know, I could go back and say, what was I thinking? But for now, bright future.
Yeah. April, could you tell us what the next news announcement is?
Sure. Entertainment Weekly did a huge thing on Gale and PETA, and PETA looks perfect. And Garrett looks ugly, and yeah.
So yeah, we're seeing PETA
simple
for the first time with blonde hair and pretty much first shots of Gale, right? Entertainment Weekly did this like 6-page first look shenanigans on it, and I'm assuming you guys have seen this.
My grandma got the magazine. So.
Oh wow! Okay, I've never picked up Entertainment Magazine, but
she subscribed. So.
All right. So April's grandma knows what it looks like.
Well, she gave it to me, so.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So Lionsgate has been keeping PETA under wraps for, you know, like.
Well, I think PETA looks great.
He looks perfect.
I mean, he looks pretty awesome. Now, as for Gale, I'm still not exactly sure what I think. He sort of looks a bit too boyish in these pictures, if that makes sense.
He does.
Well, maybe not boyish so much, but he just looks a bit soft. He doesn't have, like, the I've been living in the seam all my life look to him, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, here's the funny thing. My brother, when I was actually looking at these pictures, he came up to me and was like, wait, who's PETA and who's Gale? Because he thought the left guy was not so buff. So that should be PETA. And he thought the right guy was too buff, so that should be Gale.
Yeah, I must say, PETA does look pretty buff in those pictures.
Which I don't get. You know the one with the, when he's in front of the bakery?
Uh-huh.
That is so, that is so awkward, because his arms are huge, and he's, like, holding bread. Like, I know it's always in the books, like, he like, always carried the bread around, but how heavy is bread, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's actually kind of funny. I look at that, and it's in front of a pastry store. He's holding bread, but just sort of, I can imagine like an Austrian accent saying, "I eat bread and nails for breakfast."
It just looks kind of awkward because like his like arms are bursting out of his sleeves, and he's like holding bread. Like I don't know how he can be that ripped if he works at a bakery, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I don't know too many bakers. Maybe they're all ripped. Maybe Schwarzenegger was working as a baker, or Stallone, or all those big buff guys.
Maybe. April, what do you think of these two gentlemen?
Yes, you being the girl, please give
the
us
only
your
girl opinion.
Geek
okay,
out.
So at first when they only showed the cover, like online, I was like, PETA looks too buff. He's gonna be all bad and blah. And I was like, Gale looks horrible, so I just ignored him. So then when I got the magazine and I saw the picture of PETA with the bread, I was like, he's perfect. That outfit and like the bread, it's PETA, and he's a good PETA. And Gale looks like he's freaking 30, so I'm not even gonna say anything about Gale. So
April, your only problem with Gale is that he looks too old, and Alex's problem is that he looks too young.
He just looks bad. He doesn't. He's not a Gale. He's not a Gale.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the good thing is, and I hate to say this, but we're not exactly going to be seeing too much of Gale.
Exactly. We see, like, he's in the first part, that's it.
And there's, like, one or two flashback scenes, and that's it, so.
If any.
As much as I hate to say it, yeah, we're not going to see him, so I guess we don't have to worry about it for this movie.
Yeah. So, how are you guys liking how they're, like, marketing this Hunger Games hotties and all that?
Oh my god. That's the one thing I really hate about this. It's like, don't make this another Twilight. Don't.
Just April, what do you think as the Twilight resident Twilight fan?
I am not a Twilight fan.
Your email is Twilight428.
I made that in 2008. I can't
change it. Okay, fine.
I can't. I haven't signed up for that email.
Okay, so, what do you think of the marketing Floy?
I mean, they shouldn't, like, go with, like, the whole, like, hotness of him, of them, because that's just gonna bring in, like, Twilight people, and it's gonna bring in, like, the teams thing, and it's gonna bring in everything from Twilight, which we don't want. So, if they continue to market it like this, it's gonna really be bad.
Yeah, I mean, okay, if they get the Twilight audience and keep, like, the regular movie-going audience of, like, action and stuff, that's fine. But if they turn off, like, action lovers and just, you know, good movie lovers, then that's a problem. So they shouldn't go overboard, but if it reels in the, you know, the Twilight lovers for 28s, then...
Hey!
I'm sorry.
Why are you giving out my email?
Well, they don't know where it's from, and they don't know how
to
spell it.
Well, they could easily just keep going and figure it out.
No one wants to stalk us that much. As the girl, do you agree? Are these Hunger Games hotties?
Gael isn't, PETA is.
Okay, wow, I've heard the opposite.
No, oh come on, who has said Gael is hot? I want to know.
I've heard from various people. From various sources.
Sources? No. Stupid.
What, yourself?
Harley? Yeah, right.
Alright, let's just move on to some quotes of the same story, of the same variety. I'll read the one off for Hutcherson, and then April, you can read Suzanne Collins' quotes. Hutcherson said, "I don't want to be the actor who's like, yeah, man, the role is so me, but it is." Hutcherson excitedly explained to EW, "I am PETA." His humility, his self-depreciating humor, the way he can just talk to anybody in the room. So, he is PETA, apparently.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I think Elena said the same thing last episode on our cast review episode, but... Yeah, apparently he nails it, and April, you can affirm this with Suzanne Collins' statement below.
Okay. She said, "People may get thrown off by, say, the color of the actor's hair," explained Collins of her casting choice, "but I tell you, if Josh had been bright purple and had 6-foot wings and gave that audition, I'd have been like, cast him, we can work around the wings, he's that good."
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty
That's
impressive.
A bold statement.
Yeah. As much as I'd love to see the Hunger Games with purple-haired, 6-foot winged creatures, I'm glad they got Josh.
Yeah, definitely.
The normal Josh.
Do you guys think... So, Suzanne Collins was at the casting? Is that what this is saying?
Why wouldn't she be at the casting?
Maybe. I mean, yeah.
Well, she's the screenwriter, but I wasn't sure she had that much involvement. But if she does, that's good, but... I'm surprised.
I think she wanted that much involvement. I think
I doubt she has as much involvement as like J.K. Rowling. But I mean, Hunger Games is still pretty popular. They are going to go to the authors. It does seem like Gary Ross and Suzanne Collins are, you know, pretty close.
Does it really?
Well, they're constantly talking like, "Oh, I love Suzanne, such a great script," or "Oh, Gary's doing such a great job."
Well, okay, I believe it. That looks good. Any other thoughts on this E-dub?
I'm excited. I mean, as much as I'm somewhat not impressed with Gael, I mean, it looks good. I like what
I'm seeing. Yeah, we also saw a shot of Katniss and Gael in the woods. You guys see that one?
Okay, I'm not going to go on another Jennifer Lawrence rant, but yeah, Jennifer looks awesome.
Yeah, she does. But
She's going to be a great Katniss, I can tell.
Yeah, so that does it for that. April, can you announce the next news story?
The soundtrack is in progress. Some people are saying that Miley Cyrus should be on it because she's dating Liam, and people are saying that Lenny Kravitz since he's in the movie, but who do you guys think should be on it?
Okay, not Miley Cyrus.
Wait, so this is not the original score. This is the soundtrack, right?
This is a legitimate soundtrack, words.
So will these songs be used in the actual film, or will they just be released separately?
I think they're going to be used in the actual
then
film.
Then no, then I will hate anything that goes on there. Because if they add in one pop song in there, it's just going to ruin everything, in my opinion.
Okay, there's only two songs which I think should be used in the movie. I mean, but one of them would fit more of Catching Fire / Mockingjay, but one definitely fits with The Hunger Games. There's Get Out Alive by 3 Days Grace. There's another song which I think would fit more of Catching Fire, but it still works, called Uprising by Muse.
Okay, this is all fun and good, but would you really want a song with lyrics in the movie when you really think about
it?
In the background. Like, if it's like a fight scene and there's someone, and instead of... What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of this part.
In movies that don't take place in our time, I do not like it when they use soundtrack with words, but I'm saying, like, in the end credits, I would
not mind. The end credits, you can do whatever you want. Like, I'm fine with that. But for me, it totally takes out of the movie, unless it's, like, a... It depends on what kind of movie it is. In this kind of movie, if you have, like, a pop songs and, like, Lenny Kravitz singing his thing...
Not pop
songs. Okay, not pop songs, but any song that's, like, not an instrumental part of the score, even if it meshes really well and, like, the lyrics are all... deep and all that. I get that, but, like, it just takes me out of the movie for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want Katniss, you know, killing a person to, like, Lady Gaga's Born This Way.
Yeah.
That would not work whatsoever.
I'll be buying the original score, but I will not be buying this compilation of songs. Will you
unless
guys
somebody I like is on there.
I will buy the score. I will probably buy the original score. Because I just like film scores. That's one of my things.
Yeah, same.
I mean, the only movies which get away with using, like, sort of songs with lyrics, we just want to say, is Quentin Tarantino. He's the only guy who can get away with putting in random songs in which they don't match the time period, but they still work.
Well, yeah, he's
and
the only one that does
because,
it for
well,
serious
that's because
movies.
You expect it.
He's the only one that does it for,
right.
like, all the other, like, grown-ups and all the other junk movie up there, out there. They use pop songs whenever they like, and that's fine for that feel, but, you know, I just want this to be good, but... So that's about it for news, main news. There were a few little tidbits here and there. We saw some emerging pictures of the Capitol residence, but we can't really show that on an audio podcast.
Right.
Woody Harrelson was, appeared for filming. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
He is just a great actor. I cannot stress this enough.
Oh, definitely.
What do you guys think about people saying if he should be bald or not? Everyone thinks he should have hair.
Why?
Wait, April, you think he should be?
Huh.
I mean,
I think he should be bald.
Gonna, he should be because if they use a wig, it'll just look really bad.
Exactly. Right. I
grow hair that quickly.
I had 2012 on my iPod because I got it somehow, and I just wanted to rewatch that part with Woody Harrelson, and the part where he has hair is very weird. Like, I know he's supposed to look crazy, but it just looks awkward, you know? Like, you can totally tell it's a wig. But he's just so much more of an awesome guy with the, like, you know, bald. He just looks cool. A lot better than if he had hair. What do you think, Alex?
Yeah, I guess he should stay bald. I mean, Woody Harrelson was not exactly the number one person I thought of when I thought of Haymitch.
Neither was I.
So really, you can do whatever you want with the character as long as he acts like it. That's one of my characters which I've given a pass on in terms of looks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, if he's bald, then stay bald by all means.
Yeah. I mean, if he gets hair, then, like, every single person on the cast will have, like, hair changes. Jennifer to brown, Peter to blonde... Gail, did he change his hair?
Yeah, he dyed it. He was originally a dirty blonde.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. So everyone's getting hair transformations left and right. So, just...
Never mind.
Yeah, Effie changing to purple. Come on, just keep good old Woody nice and bald so we can...
I mean, there is the problem that you might see the camera reflection in
but
his
that
head.
Just makes it all more the better. You know, just kind of... You look at Haymitch and he's like, I'm drunk.
It.
And then you like kind of like can't even see because it's so bright. So let's move on to the mailbox. We got a lot of great mail. If you want to send us mail, you too can do this at comments@rebellionradiopodcast.com. So Alex, can you read off the first email from Jessica?
Yep. So Jessica says, I just recently started rereading the Hunger Games series, which is respawning my obsession, but that's besides the point. Anyways, I was looking for some amazing Hunger Games podcasts, and you guys are by far the best. I thought the podcast was really funny and interesting. I'm ready for the second one. Keep it up, guys.
Okay.
And so, while you're behind one podcast, yeah, we're glad you like it.
See,
thank you.
I Jessica, we love you, because you're one of the few people who has not said, I found you from Demigods Live. Well, we love the Demigods Live people, but it's always nice to see a new face. You know?
Yep.
So, that does it for Mailbox this week. We got a lot more mail, but we don't have time to read all of that today. Please send us any more feedback. Comments at RebellionRadioPodcast.com. Now, April has a trivia segment. Brand new segment, right? Ready to ready to rumble.
Yay!
So, trivia. How will this work, April?
The way this will work is that I will ask the question, obviously, and then whoever says it first, whoever says the right answer first, we will get a point, and then we'll tally up the points at the end, and you'll win nothing. Yeah!
All right, let the games begin. May the odds be ever in your favor. I know that's so cheesy, but it's so fitting.
I was
going
to say that.
That's so perfect. We got you. That.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do this.
Let's start with an easy question. What is the name of Prim's cat?
Buttercup.
Alex wins.
Buttercup. Wait a second. There is a lag. I am international.
I'm sorry, but we're communicating right now.
Okay,
you are
fine.
Perfectly fine.
I just have to jump. I have to be quick. You gotta jump that, you know, the lag.
Maybe.
I'm on the East Coast. You're in India. For God's sake, we're distances apart. It doesn't make a difference to
magic
satellites.
Magic of internet. All right, April, second question. Let's do this. I'm ready.
Okay. What color is Buttercup's coat?
Are you kidding me? Brown. Yellow.
Yellow.
No, Ron.
What?
No, Ron's squash yellow.
Greasy, green.
Mike, where are you getting these from? No.
Brown. It must be brown. Dirty brown.
No, it's Ron's. It's like
no, it's not.
Yellow. Squash yellow.
No! Why would
blue,
a cat be yellow?
White.
Well, technically, Hurley got it with brown. Elena said
yes.
Muddy brown. Elena had written muddy brown on it.
Oh, boo.
So.
These are terrible trivia. Skip to something like.
Why is it about the cat?
There's a lot of cat questions on here.
Okay, skip the cat.
Skip the cat questions.
The
There's no cats on the internet.
We're tied 1-1. It's getting.
It's just so
intense.
Awkward. It's really different with this. Okay.
All right, skip ahead and get a good one that's not about the cat.
About the cat. Okay. What time does the reaping start?
Oh, 12 p.m. noon.
2, 3, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Shut
two.
Up! Alex got it. With
Come
two.
On.
Yay.
You did every number except for 2, Hurley.
Okay. So,
yeah, 12, 1, 3,
Alex
4.
Alex is 2, I'm 1. And it comes down to the last question. Actually, if we tie, this should be a tiebreaker, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two more questions.
Two more questions. Fine.
Okay. Where is the hob?
The hob in the seam, it's in the alleyway.
Oh, it's an abandoned coal building. It's an abandoned building.
It's in a shack. It's in a warehouse.
Okay, you got half of it.
I got it.
You get half a point.
Yay.
Abandoned warehouse.
Elena wrote, in what used to be an old warehouse that used to store gold.
Okay, we do not have to have the exact details. We're not
that's
having
so
the book.
Okay, but he said coal warehouse. That's not even close. So,
I said
shack.
I said old warehouse.
No, he said coal warehouse.
Oh,
Alex said coal.
Oh, okay. So who gets it?
You get half a point.
No half points. It's all or nothing.
Just give him a point. Just
okay,
give him a point.
Yeah.
This is so weird. It's better if you type it.
Alright,
okay.
So it's tied 2-2. It all comes down to this.
I'm looking for a really hard question.
Thanks.
Okay. When is the only time that other residents of District 12 venture out into the woods?
Wow, I don't know this.
Neither do I.
Hold on. Huh. I'm gonna guess.
Google. He's gonna Google it.
It's not gonna be on Google. I'm not gonna type in when. Okay, I will. When do residents of District 12 go to woods? If this is here, I'll be amazed. Yeah, there's nothing. What is it?
When you both fail.
Actually, April, let's just leave it at a tie. And let's leave that for the listeners. If you know this answer to the trivia question that's impossibly hard, please email us at comments@rebellionradiopodcast.com. And we will break this tie elsewhere. So that does it for our show today. I kind of lied. We have a short show today because we're kind of tight on time this week, but we'll be back next week.
Yes, Hurley has to go explore India.
Yeah, you know, I got my duties here. So it's actually like 8 a.m. here. Basically, we will have more stuff, new segments next episode, episode 4. We'll have a chapter chat, continuing with chapter 2 onwards, and possibly some other fun segments, right? You know? And,
of course.
What else? Oh, yeah. We are now on a bi-weekly schedule. Due to scheduling issues, the second episode was released 3 weeks after the first one, if I recall. But this episode, we'll be hearing it 2 weeks after. Alex, can you tell us, listeners, how they can get in touch with us?
Of course. So you can go to our website, rebellionradiopodcast.com, where you can find links to subscribe to our iTunes feed and stay updated with the show news through Facebook and Twitter.
If you like the show, please support us by rating, reviewing, and subscribing to us on iTunes.
So feedback is essential, as always, so any feedback of any kind will be greatly appreciated. And can be thrown at comments@rebellionradiopodcast.com.
Well said. Thanks for everyone for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. It's easy. It's fast. It's aesthetically nice to look at when you see that podcast just download straight to your iTunes library. So with that, I'm Hurley Commons.
I'm Alex Bulba.
And I'm April Crescenti.
And may the odds ever be in your favor.
Oh, yes. Goodbye.
Are we ending the show like that?
Okay, so, what was I gonna say? I had something really good to say. Wait.
It's coming
oh,
back.
Oh, yeah, April. So, yeah, what do you think? Who do you think should be on the... One sec. There's, like, a huge steaming sound. Hold up. How loud is that?
Really loud.
Pretty loud.
Let's wait for it to finish.
Oh, the joys of podcasting in foreign countries.
Oh, God.
Did the Indians get you yet?
Wow. No, they have not.
If we have any Indian listeners, please stop by at Hurley Commons, you know, hotel room. I'm sure you can find them.
No, I'm not giving out my address. Okay.
409. Okay, sweet.
Wait,
on
hold
level,
on. It's
like
1, 2, 3, that's my way.
It's out. Okay, where was I?
That sounded wrong. It's out.
Oh, God. Okay. What was I saying?
Thank you, April, for the lowbrow humor.
I'm a little pervert.
What was I saying?
I really don't know what we were saying.
I was saying something before that dang steam came up. Okay, forget it.
You know what they say. Fool me once, strike one. But fool me twice, strike three.